I invite you now to gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor with straight spines. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Maintain your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for each of us has been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Allow the chair to totally support you. Relax your neck and shoulders and know that this is our time to be in communion with Spirit. God, right now in this moment, I realize that you are with me. I know the truth about myself. I am your child. Any thoughts or feelings of unworthiness are washed away in your presence. I love you, God. Although I may wonder how I could possibly be worthy of your love, I embrace it with such gratitude that I discover how to love myself. I understand that what I love about me is the pure, compassionate essence of life and love that you are within my soul. I live my life in celebration of your presence within me and all around me. I feel worthy. Out of this awareness, a new, more confident me arises. I dedicate myself to being more of a blessing in my world. God, I am worthy of being blessed and of being a blessing in this world. I am a child of God. I invite you to take a trip with me in consciousness to the secret place of the Most High. This is a place of peace, love, joy, and faith. Wonderful spiritual gifts of God that are available to us whenever we need them. A time to be in communion. Let us make our way to that doorway. And as we reach the threshold of the door, we remember that to enter into this secret place, we must empty ourselves. We must become totally empty. So emotional and mental baggage that we might be carrying around with us needs to be released and let go. Physical baggage that we might be dragging around also needs to go. So let's see all this baggage falling away. And we step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel the light and the life of the Christ flowing around us, over us, and through us, and out into our world. We feel that peace deep within our souls. We feel that worthiness deep within our souls. And we know we are home. So let us use the next few moments without the sound of my voice to pray, to receive answers to our prayers, and to be still. Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. Thank you for your guidance in this upcoming week, and thank you for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. For all these gifts and blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.